Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 31 of the Foul Language Podcast. As you see, my boy Aiden is in a new room. He's in a new setup. My boy moved out. Episode 31. Bird. No. Come on, He's finally out of the house. We out.
You know the vibe.
Look
at the crib. Look at the little setup I got going.
Look at you.
Yeah, you weren't expecting that. You thought it was just be a white wall. Look at me. We the North and your boy up there. Come on now. It's clean. I'm waiting. I'm thinking about investing in some lights, actually. I know I was clowning you with your lights all the time, but I'm thinking about
investing. Oh, they are so nice. You know what I'm thinking? I love them.
You know what I'm thinking would look cool, though? If I put them, like, under my bed. You know, like, those, you know, like the cars?
Yeah,
like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Underneath, like, the whip. Ooh, something like that under the bed. I think that'd be cool. Just expose the cereal boxes I got chilling under there. Now, but I'm telling you, it's a blessing when you first move out, because I just kind of been like, homies been like, oh, you moved out. And so they've been like bringing me food and stuff. And it's perfect because I haven't had to pay for groceries or none yet, but it's coming up and I'm looking at my bank account. I'm going, oh boy, I got to pay rent. I got to pay groceries. And I got no job right now because we're still in lockdown. Yeah.
Hopefully everything's opening up.
Man, do we know, I don't think we know it all,
so,
right?
For schools, which is like the first thing to go out, is the 25th to go back. So I'm guessing if schools go back, then in like a week or like a couple of days after, then my guess restaurants are going to open back up. But bro, they need to close the malls. I don't know why the malls are still open.
That makes
no sense to me. And it's like, oh, we're at like 30% capacity, but it's capped because the stores are, everybody just sits around in a line outside.
You know, it's about to get real tough. Is the states, they're about to like fully open. You saw like their head health governing body said you don't need to wear a mask at all, indoor or outdoor, if you've been fully vaccinated.
Well, that's the thing. That's the difference between Alberta and America right now. Is Alberta isn't letting people get their second shot until like August.
Yeah, I don't know when we can even
get that. Like, oh, so like what Alberta's like, they're like, oh, we're going to get everybody vaccinated once before everybody gets vaccinated the second time. But
if it doesn't do anything with one dose, like if one dose doesn't do anything and you need two doses to be chill, what's the point in getting everyone one? Like you're just prolonging the time, like get everyone two, right?
Yeah.
And then the people that don't want it don't have to get it. That's their own risk. That's their own choice. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, like it's crazy. I will tell you though, you know, now that we moved out, we in the city now, we've been doing stuff. I've been outside. I'm looking a little red. You can see I've been outside working on my tan without. Nah, bro, I've been outside. I've been outside. Today we was outside for 3 hours just in the sun. Oh,
man, bro. I woke up. I had the biggest headache of all time.
Really?
Craziest headache. Yeah.
We got that vaccine the other day. And it's like, it's been affecting you?
Yeah, like I woke up, I like had a shower, walked into my class and went straight downstairs and took some Advil.
Man, you know what the cure to COVID is? That we just, it's vitamin D. It's right there. Just the sun. Just walk outside, you good. Even though they tell you to stay.
Yo, what if that's why people keep getting sick with COVID? Think about it.
No, the vitamin D is what heals you from COVID. When you get COVID, they tell you to stay inside where there's no sun. Therefore, you get more sick. But if we told people to go outside, they'd be healed. I just found the cure to COVID in 5 minutes. The sun, it's right there. There's nothing on this earth you can't heal naturally. I don't know if that's true or not, but still, that's simple. I need someone with COVID. I'm not saying go outside when you got COVID, but I am saying going outside when you got COVID, it'll heal you right up. Vitamin D. And if it's cloudy and rainy, well, damn, I don't know what to tell you. Learn a little bit of that photosynthesis that the plants got, I guess. I don't know. I got no clue, man.
Oh.
Did I really just solve COVID?
No.
I think I did.
No.
I solved COVID in 5 minutes. But I mean, it's good to be back. It's been a minute since we've done an episode on the pod. We've been Well, I've been busy, obviously, with like getting stuff done. Now I really got to schedule my time, because like before we kind of like had a little bit of a routine when we were doing this and stuff. Oh, I really got to schedule my time for when stuff is going down, because I got lots of stuff going on. I'm trying to sign up for DoorDash, so if you see me at your crib giving you food, you know what's up. Don't worry, I didn't eat none of your fries as badly as I might have wanted to. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to see. But no, it's for real though. It's so much fun living on your own, like moving out.
You've been enjoying it a lot.
I'm loving it. Robin, living life. Living life. The problem is that not everything's open. So like life isn't really living, if you you know what I'm saying. But
yeah.
Not really living, but you know, with what I got, I'm doing great. Also, it's been crazy because like I've been going to like courts, like outdoor courts a whole bunch to go hoop, because you know, we can't get indoor gyms. I didn't realize how badly I would have loved having an outdoor court by our house. Like I would have just chilled there all day, I think. Cause like even now I'm chilling there all day. Like I think that's what you and me, well, I can't speak for you, but I think that's what I've really, looking back, I really wish I had, was like an outdoor court kind of close to my house. Cause like you see these people, especially online, I see a couple of kids that go there every single day. Like that's dope. But yeah. Now I went down to the Bounce yesterday. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's the basketball court downtown by East Village. And I'm not gonna say that we were playing a full 4-on-4 runs half court on both hoops, but it might have been happening.
Honestly, there's like it's like what are they gonna do? Even if you are, it's like, oh, don't do outdoor gatherings.
A homie told me to go. So I was like, all right, well, I'm always down to hoops, so let's go. And then we got down there. They were all like, yeah, the cops were here yesterday and they tried to shut us down. And I'm looking around, like, there's like 100 people on this. It's like 100 people like on the court and around the court. Like, I had the two police officers tried to get y'all out of here. He's like, nah, they tried to tell us to leave and they just left. Even then, we saw like 3 cop cars pass by, but they didn't do anything. They didn't care. It was dope, though. The hoops are high, though. The hoops are high. If you ever go down there, the hoops are high. I remember someone told me that before I went, and I was not ready. It was not a good shooting day. I almost had this putback dunk, though. That was almost elite. Almost elite. It was such a weird collection of people, too. Like, there were hoopers, there were non-hoopers. Yeah. The funniest part, though, was, like, the people who just downtown just strolling would always walk by, like, they just stop and, like, watch for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, you know, you just out here downtown hooping, and people are just chilling downtown. They'd be like, oh, what's going on over here? They'd just be watching. But I couldn't believe how many people, especially this weekend. It felt like it was a live weekend. Like, I know we're in the middle of a lockdown, and I'm not saying I've been doing any unlockdown activities, but it just felt like, I don't know if it's summer and the nice weather or what it is, but it felt like a weekend for like the first time in forever this past weekend. Like it felt like people were like out here just like ready to live life, but it didn't feel like we were in a shutdown is basically what I'm trying to say. But here we are, one weekend. I don't know. We're going to see what happens. But if getting back is on the horizon, then I'm here. You know, I'm chilling. I'm waiting for it. We're almost there. People have been telling me vaccines are going to work. I hope so. I just hope we get back to doing what we do. But, so big news to break. Well, not break. I don't know if I'm allowed to break it or if it's common knowledge or even – I don't even know if I'm not allowed to say this. So if I get in trouble for this, whatever. It's not like it's a huge deal. It sounds like we're having a season next year for Canada West. It sounds like – we are actually having a basketball season next year. But how they did it, because there's still going to be COVID, I guess, around by the time season rolls around in September or whatever. So what they're doing is they're splitting Canada West into 3 divisions. There's BC, there's Alberta.
I heard about this.
Yeah. So there's BC, Alberta, and the Prairies. The Prairies is the Saskatchewan teams, the Manitoba teams. Alberta is the Alberta teams. BC is the BC teams. And all you do is you just play the people in your division. So we're only going to play Calgary. We're only going to play Mount Royal, Lethbridge, McEwen, and Alberta. Those are the only teams we're going to play. We're going to play each team 4 times, 16-game regular season.
See, I hope that they don't keep that. In my personal opinion, I hope that they don't keep that.
So,
and how they keep going.
Here's my thoughts on it.
You going?
Yeah. I was just going to say, like here's my thoughts on it, basically. Is it going to be easy? Like, think about it in a normal season, we got all these teams. Do you play the other best teams in the conference? Yes. But would you say on average there's a lot more good teams or a lot more bad teams in Canada West?
Bad.
See, that's what I used to think. But now I'm kind of leaning towards the good side. But I'm giving them good, not great.
You name five. Lethbridge, Mount Royal, McEwen, Alberta, and UFC.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. The 2 good teams are UFC and Alberta. from my basic understanding.
Well, so see, I'm getting to that. So thinking the whole league, like, yes, you're playing the best teams, but you're also playing the bad teams. So there's tons of blowouts. It's basically the same thing, but it's just condensed down into less. So now you're playing less blowouts and you're also playing less good games. The problem is, though, is I think that in terms of us, I don't really know too much about which teams are weak and which teams aren't, but I think there's going to be a lot of situations next year where there are a lot of like big leads and a lot of blowouts, especially because we're playing the same team over and over again. And you know that when you in those basketball teams, you see in the playoffs, when it's a long 7-game series and teams play each other over and over again, most of the time the better team wins, right? Like, you can get lucky and maybe win a game or whatever, but most of the time the team with more skill, more talent, they win in those 4-game series. So I think that's what's going to happen in the Alberta most of the time, is that maybe there'll be an upset every now and then, but most of the games are going to go how you expect. Which brings me to my point. Does that suck if you're a starter or one of the star players? Yes, because you want to be playing the best of the best. As somebody who hasn't played yet and is vying for the most competitive all-rookie team in maybe Canada West history, I think this is a good shot for me. Like, selfishly, I think I'm going to get lots of playing time. If it's blowouts and I'm not saying that I'm not going to be in the rotation, because I think if I play good enough, I could easily get in. But to start off, if there's garbage, a whole bunch of garbage minutes, and those are up for grab for whoever, give those to me. Are you kidding me? I'm out there playing. And then coach sees I'm doing good, and then one thing leads to another. That's how you get in the rotation, right? So I don't know. I think a lot of it's practice too. I think I don't know how much of – I got to see how this feels out in actual season. I got to see how much of playing good in a game translates to being playing good in practice and how that equals playing time. Like, I know some coaches, they base their entire thing off the game. If you play good in the game, you're playing in the game. Other coaches are like, you know what? It's all about practice. If you're good in practice, you're playing in the game. That's how our high school coach kind of was. Like, if you're balling in practice, you're playing in the game. For us, it just happened that the best players were good practice players, so that's what happened. But I don't know. We're going to see how that is. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
I mean, for me, for somebody who's probably going to be watching a lot of your games.
Yeah, like a fan. Give it like a fan perspective.
I would say that personally, I would rather watch. I would rather the other way. Like, I don't really want to see UFC blow out McEwen 4 games. Right? Yeah, From a player standpoint, that might be different. But I would rather watch UFC play UBC like once or twice, rather than McEwen 4 times.
Yeah. Right? Like, I think it's going to be
tough to watch that. Right. U of S is there, UBCO, like a whole bunch of other like teams. Like, and it makes it more like diverse. I don't know. I would just personally, I'd rather see more variety.
It's different, right? Exactly. That's why I think everyone would agree that an actual full Canada West season would be better.
Nobody wants to go into Alberta right now because we are just skyrocketing with cases. We are crazy right now.
Yeah, like I know we're up there, but are we slowly getting better or are we slowly getting worse?
No, we are just like staying at the top.
Hey man, you know how we do. I saw something, it was like, yeah, we got the highest like cases per
we have higher cases than like Michigan.
No, we're way higher than the States. We're way higher.
Yeah, we are way high. We're crazy high.
Yeah, so like whatever, man. It is what it is at this point. But I don't know. It's interesting. I haven't looked at how like the playoffs would work, like how that situation. My guess is that by the time the playoffs roll around, we'll be good to play each other in the home gym. That's my hope. I don't know what they decided anything on that though.
My guess is what would happen is the top two teams from each division, so top two teams from BC, top two teams from Alberta, and top two teams from the Prairies, all go to like a 6-game kind of tournament. You know what I'm talking about? Where, let's say, Calgary gets a bye, or Alberta, whoever comes first gets like a bye or something, and it gets like a bracket up. You know what I'm talking about? Or something like that. Like the top teams go into another like playoffs. But I got no idea.
Well, I mean, I think BC's got more teams in it, so they might get like another spot. It might be the top three teams from BC and the top two teams from Alberta. I don't know how it's going to work, because the other thing you got to think about, and we've kind of touched on this, is it's going to be different basketball in every single division, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Prairie teams is not going to have the same basketball as Alberta. It's not going to have the same as BC.
Like some divisions are going to be harder, some are going to be easier. That's how it is in all sports. You know, like the NFC South is no different, is not the same as the AFC East and all that, right? So I think it's going to be interesting to see which conferences are like the real tough ones and which ones are like a cakewalk. And then we'll see where it goes from there. It's like the East and the West in the NBA. You know, the East has typically been easier and the West is like cutthroat and super tough. Even this year, we'll get into that a little bit, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. And I wonder, so, you know, in the bubble, they talked about like there's an asterisk on like the Lakers winning. I wonder if they'll put an asterisk on this season coming up. I wonder if they'll be like, oh, well, yeah, they won, but they didn't play everybody in the regular season. And it was weird having no fans. I don't know if there's going to be fans or not, but I think you could see a situation where some people end up saying that. I'm not saying it's going to happen or not, but I could see something like that. Everyone always loves to make excuses when they don't win. Some people just don't know how to lose. But I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I'm excited for the season because, you know, we didn't get one this year. And it's been a minute.
I'm finally excited. Like,
I just can't wait.
A year ago today is when like COVID, like nobody really believed in COVID. Like a year ago today, me and you were going to dad's school to shoot and stuff. Like
COVID was around, but we didn't think it was going to last this long. We thought we were still hooping.
Everybody thought we were wearing masks for like a couple months, and then we were good.
Here we are. Nah, but I don't know. It'll be interesting. I just can't wait for that first, I don't know, that first 15 minutes where you walk into the gym before like a shoot around, or the first time when like you step onto the floor, or like you put your jersey on for game day. Like that
moment is so nice.
That is going to just imagine that moment. That is going to like that moment.
I can't wait to like actual tryouts. Like for me, like the ones that we had, there was no competitive sense, right? Like there's nothing really competitive about basketball right now, which is the worst, because basketball is a very competitive sport.
For example,
we were doing like shooting drills in a tryout. Like, and normally in a tryout, they're like, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to do full court. We're going to do running. It was like one dribble pull-ups. And it was like,
whatever kid can make
the most. We were running suicides and stuff. I'm like, what?
And shoe sizes?
No, we just like sidelines.
Oh, sideline. I heard shoe
sizes. It was like it was literally just like a practice. And it was like, whoa.
And all that to not even have a team made.
Yeah. And then they took like the top like 30 guys or something like that. And they're like, oh, when we can like have contact, we're going to do another tryout. I'm like,
it's weird, man. Like, I don't know what to make of it. I'm just waiting. I hope we open up sooner rather than later, because, you know, we got COVID, so we already been through that. I'm not trying to get it again, though.
No, if I get it again, I'm going to be so upset.
Imagine.
If I get it again, I'm just going to say, like, screw it, and I'm going. Like, I don't care. Like, if I get COVID and then two vaccines and then I get COVID again, I'm like, screw it. This isn't going away. I'm just like, I'm doing whatever.
At that point, it is like,
there's
nothing we can do.
Like, if I die, I die. Honestly,
because we can't live like this for the next, I don't know, however many foreseeable years until it slowly fades away. No, like, come on. Like, people got to get back to living life. You can't keep halting people. So it'll happen sooner than later, I hope. But we're going to see. I just can't wait. Or the first time like fans are back in the gym, like you hit a bucket and you hear fans cheering again. Like that's going to be a surreal moment. I can't wait for that. But speaking about fans and what we're fans of, great transition there. Right. The NBA play-in tournament that's happening on, I believe, Wednesday or Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday.
Happening Wednesday. Tomorrow? So Wednesday? The East plays tomorrow. And the West plays on Wednesday. So.
Okay. That makes sense. Let's quickly go through the play-in tournament. And we pick our picks.
The homie who thought of this is getting a raise. Because somehow.
Okay.
It is LeBron versus the Warriors again.
Okay.
I don't know how.
Here's my take on the play-in tournament. I think it ended up being better than people thought. I was not a huge fan of the play-in tournament, just thinking overall. As a fan, of course, it's a great idea. You would much rather watch a play-in tournament than not have one. But overall, think if you're that 7 seed. Like the Lakers right now, they played the entire year to get into the playoffs, not as even sneak in, to make the playoffs.
And now they still have to do stuff to get in. In a normal year, they just be in, right? There's that little extra thing.
I will say so many times it's like a couple games of difference, right?
Yeah,
like it's a couple games. So like, and it's also nice to see that there's like going to be a competitive niche. Because like, honestly, like going up to the playoffs, if you're that 10th seed, you're going to be like, if you're like the 11th seed, you're going to be like more competitive to get into that 10th seed. If you're the 11th seed, right? Compared to this, you're like, oh, well, I'm the 10th seed. I'm not making the playoffs. Like, whatever. Right. Yeah. So there's going to be more. And then plus, there's also going to be in a play-in tournament, which is going to be even more competitive, which is the probably the biggest problem of the NBA is that sometimes people just like, it's kind of like, man, like we just cruise through the season, and then playoffs happen and we go hard. Right. Yeah, so it's going to be nice to see like more competitive natures throughout the NBA, which I enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, I think about right before the play-in even started, we had the last 2 days of basketball games were huge.
Yeah.
Normally before the playoffs, like the week before the playoffs, guys are resting their players. It's pretty obvious. Like maybe there's a little bit of switch that could happen with like the 8 seed and those teams are competitive. But we had a situation where there were every single game mattered. They said, I remember before the day started that every single seed in the West could change. Like every single one top to bottom could be in a different seed at the end of the day than what they were at the start of the game based on how the day played out. And so it led to competitive basketball on the day when most people would be resting their players. Now, some teams still did. If they were like, I know in the East, like the Celtics rested the starters they had left. Some of them are hurt for their game. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Now that it's actually come, I'm actually really excited to watch. And whoever, like, they got lucky. Because I think this Lakers,
Lakers-Warriors game.
That's going to be the most watched game of the playoffs. Depending on who's in the playoffs, that's going to be the most watched game.
Mm-hmm.
Like LeBron and Steph, the first game, like you can't.
It's LeBron AD versus Steph.
Yeah, it's kind of flipped.
Like it's just gonna be, I'm excited to watch to see how Steph performs because it's all, he had KD, he had Klay, but it's just him, and he's been going off this year.
Crazy.
Right, he's been going crazy, so I'm actually excited to see like how well he does. Right.
I'm excited. I think that's going to be, I hope it's the most exciting game of the playoffs. Like, obviously I want there to be exciting games all the time, but to have a legendary performance between those two again, I'm in for that. And, I think it's going to be the most watched. And
also the nice thing about this playing tournament is one game. Like I like how it's one game. Yeah, it's one and game. Part of me thinks that the NBA, like maybe not a best of seven, but like a best of five, because like the intensity that people go out might be better. But I get why there's a game seven.
It's
for like
money.
Personally, like
they're gonna keep making. They'd make those series longer for more money. They used to do it. The first round used to be five games.
I would honestly love to see just one game eliminations throughout the playoffs.
I don't know.
I feel like if they did that for a year, it would be super fun to watch, right? But like then it won't be as like. It'll be fast. It'll be like a fast playoffs, which would kind of be mad.
Here's why I disagree with you on that. I kind of like the kind of narrative switches you can see in seven game series, the strategy you can see in seven game series, the different styles of basketball clashing, and then people have to make adjustments in seven games. I love watching that. But the main thing is we already have the best single elimination possible in March Madness. Like the NBA playoffs is not going to get better than March Madness. It's impossible. Because like you said earlier, there's just too much variety. You've got too many teams, too many styles of basketball, too many different talent levels. You can't make a better single team, so a single game elimination tournament than March Madness, right? So that's why the NBA, I don't think, ever has, because there's no point in making something if it's not going to be better than basically your predecessor in March Madness, as in predecessors and the players start there and then go to the NBA. So that's why I think they've always stuck with seven game series, other than obviously the seven game series makes a lot more money. But it's not to say that seven game series aren't competitive. Like think about playing out. Yes, where there's situations where there's way higher level teams that just roll through and then it's kind of over. You're like, well, that was boring. Why do we have four games to watch Golden State sweep somebody? Makes sense. But some of those series, you're like, oh yeah, okay, well, this team's fighting up against the wall. Let's see what they can do. And then they come back and they fight back and it's an intense series. But like, I think there's something to say about having your back against the wall and that bringing out the real competitive nature of basketball. And then also
I would always take a game seven over just a single elimination game because of all the buildup and everything that's happened up until that point.
I that is true. Game sevens, I do think that they're better than like a one game series, but a lot of the times, like a game five is kind of like meh to watch. You know what I'm talking about? If it's like 2-2, then it's like kind of like meh, like I could miss this game and something.
So, though,
right?
I don't think so.
I'm saying
that's who takes the lead, and then that you only have to win one more, and the other has to win two. Like I find that a huge deal.
I know, but winning two in a row is like, it's pretty, it's like, it's not insanely difficult to do. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. I just feel like I would think it'd be fun to see a single elimination playoff bracket throughout.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I think that's why maybe like a mid-season tournament would be an interesting thing to come
up with. I also think
but not that to replace the playoffs.
The first round. Like I feel like the first rounds, a single elimination game would bring like would be more amusing for me.
Well, I mean, yeah, because there's to be the possibility of an upset, but you got to think about the NBA. They want their best players playing the whole way through to bring in those ratings, bring in the people. Yeah. So if you have your number one seed lose to your eight seed, awesome. That's amazing for that one game. But the next time up, well, it's not bringing in as much viewership because now your top dog is out, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's a huge reason why they've never done it because, like, we got to be honest, the NBA has never made more money than what they've been making the last couple of years. That's why you see these crazy lucrative contracts and expensive TV deals. And all that time is when there was a dominant team winning in Golden State, getting all the way to the finals. It's like, well, our top dog keeps winning and winning and winning, and then we keep bringing in the money, the money, the money. So that's why they would never do something to jeopardize the odds of their top dogs. I know. That's just kind of where I am. But I'm excited for this play-in tournament. I wasn't crazy about it when I first heard about it. I was high-key confused. I had no idea how it worked until I kind of looked at it, and then it made a little more sense. And even then, if you don't understand it, I just go Google the NBA play-in bracket and just look at it. It'll make sense. But if you try to read and people try to tell you how, it just sounds confusing, but it looks simple. It really did kind of a mediocre job explaining how it worked. But I don't know. Yeah.
I get that the way it works, I like, but just how they like said it was going
to work. Yeah, I'm fine with how it works.
Yeah.
So now that we've kind of shared our thoughts, let's go through our picks of who we think is going to win, in each of them. We'll start in the East. So between the 7 and the 8 seed, who you got winning, Boston or Washington?
Who's hurt on Boston?
No Jaylen Brown. That's the big one. No Jaylen Brown.
I still think the Celtics are going to take it.
You think Celtics take it?
I think Celtics take it.
I think Washington wins this by 15. Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook and they have been playing amazing basketball for the last couple of weeks. We've seen it with Russ, like individually Russ has been playing amazing, but even as a team, they really just started like hidden. So I think Washington takes this one by like 15. I think they smoke Boston.
Yeah, I know.
That's my prediction for that one. Bold prediction, but we're gonna see. Okay, then who you got winning between Charlotte and Indiana?
Oh my god. I want Indiana to win. I don't want LaMelo I don't want LaMelo to make the playoffs.
Okay, listen, here's my
take.
Here's my take on the Hornets. All of the stuff about LaMelo is annoying. And like House of LaMelo and all that, hella annoying. I'm with you on that. But everybody else on the Hornets? I love everybody else on the Hornets. I love watching Terry Rozier. I love watching Miles Bridges. I love watching Malik Monk. Like, I love watching all, like, even Gordon Hayward to a degree, I love watching. I love watching all the other guys. I just don't really, like, I enjoy watching LaMelo, but just, like, everything about him has not always been the best. So, I kind of want the Hornets to win.
I just don't want to see LaMelo Ball 10-point highlights, insane game. Pop up on my Instagram feed every 10-point
highlights. I want the Hornets to win simply for the other guys. That's
all. I want Indiana to win just so LaMelo's done.
Okay. So you got Washington and
Indiana. I got Celtics and Indiana. You have Washington and Charlotte.
Yeah. No, I have Boston and Charlotte. I have Washington winning the first game.
Oh!
So 9 and 10 plays the loser of 7-8.
Yeah, so I got Celtics beating Washington, but Washington beating Pacers.
Yo, Washington. Okay, I got the Celtics beating. I got Celtics beating Charlotte. So we have the same thing, except it's just flipped. I have losing. And okay, so now here's an interesting thing about the East. Kian, who would you rather play in the first round? Would you rather play Philly, or would you rather play Brooklyn?
Philly.
So, Brooklyn's a 2 seed. Philly's the 1 seed. Do you think there's a possibility that someone throws in the 7-8 game, so they don't play Brooklyn?
No, I don't think so? I don't think they can even do that.
You don't think they roll the dice and say, "Hey,
well,
we don't."
I think if one team's throwing, the other team's throwing.
That would be. So,
I think it's just an absolute terrible game.
No one wants to win. That would be the craziest thing ever. Like, what? Like, it'd just be turnovers the whole game? Would they actually like, try to score?
They would score on their own net.
They just inbound and score on their own nets.
Yeah.
It would be over as soon as one team would score. They just could keep scoring over. You think using fouls in the other basket? Or them playing defense on their own basket or the other team's own basket?
Think about it. They're like, it's going to be crazy. I don't know. I don't think they will.
That would be the weirdest game to watch.
That would be the funniest game to watch.
Imagine if a team like Boston or Washington actually throws because they don't want to play Brooklyn. Because especially if Brooklyn looked the other day.
That's crazy.
I would I don't mean this in any disrespect, but I would want to play Brooklyn as late as possible in the hopes that one of their guys gets injured. Because they've been injured all season. I think it's bound to happen at some point. You don't want to face them when they're fully healthy right now.
The way they were playing yesterday, when we were watching that game, the way they were playing was insane. That was
crazy.
They were going crazy.
You don't want to do that. All right. So I got Washington playing Brooklyn. You got Boston playing Brooklyn. And I got Boston playing Philly. And you got Washington playing Philly. Okay. The West. That's where it gets really interesting. First game, the Lakers and the Warriors. Who you got winning?
I got the Warriors. I think Steph's coming up big. I think Steph's going big. I think Steph is going to go into this game with something to prove to everybody who has been saying about like stuff about him. I think Steph's going crazy.
Wow. That's really interesting.
And is LeBron fully healthy?
It looked like he kind of tweaked it playing his last game the other day, but he looked healthy.
Yeah, so, but I think Steph is going into this game. I think Steph is going into this game with something to prove to everyone.
Especially with the last game he played. He played amazing in that last game, dropping 45 or whatever he did.
Yeah.
So he's got an all-time confidence. Especially with LeBron calling him the MVP. Oof. Might be a little of a mind game, but I don't know. I think the Lakers still take it. I just think – I don't think Anthony Davis is someone they can stop.
And hey, LeBron is – threes over twos.
But they are a good three-point shooting team. But only
there's Steph Kelly Oubre.
Kelly Oubre's hurt. He's not there, I don't think.
Well, this doesn't even his presence. He's showing up on the sideline.
Oh my, his drip. First team all drip. His drip. Give him that wave poppy. Isn't that what he used to call himself the wave poppy?
I have no idea.
I think he did. Remember that. All right. So you got Golden State going. I got LA going. So then for your next game, who you got? Memphis and San Antonio. Who you got between them?
Oh. I think Memphis might go crazy.
You got Memphis? You got Ja?
Yeah.
John, Dylan Brooks, and all those boys?
Yeah.
Here's why I got San Antonio. What fuels the Grizzlies? Ja Morant. Ja Morant is literally, if Ja Morant plays good, the Grizzlies play good. If he plays bad, like we saw against Golden State the other night, the Grizzlies play bad because they don't really have anyone else who can really create stuff like he can. So I think with Greg Popovich as an all-time coach and the amount of different looks that the Spurs can throw at him, you think you could put DeJounte Murray, who I think was an all-defensive guy a couple of years back, you could put Lonnie Walker on him. You could put I'm forgetting the name of their other guard, but they got a whole bunch of different guys that they can throw on Ja Morant, give him different looks and tire him out all game. I don't think there's any way Ja can go crazy being D'd up like that all game with these different looks. So I think the Spurs take it.
Well, let me tell you this. Nobody has a bad game back-to-back. So therefore, John Morant is going to go crazy. It's not going to happen.
ladies and gentlemen, if Kian ever has a bad back-to-back high school
game, flip
this. We're 42 minutes into the podcast.
No, stop.
No one ever has a bad back-to-back game. I think that should be our new thing, is we should have quotables from the show.
Oh, God.
We'll just have bad quotes that we make. No one ever has a bad back-to-back game.
Nah, nobody has a – nah, not me. Never. Never.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait to pull this out. I cannot wait to pull this out.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to
play the car ride home. Hey, yo, Charlie, you want to play that for Kian on the car ride home?
I'm going to.
Kian pulls up the stats the next day.
I'm going to, like, sprain my ankle, and he's going to come back and be like, oh, so is that a bad game?
That's one. Oh, man. I'm sorry about that. Okay, who you got? I got Golden State and San Antonio. And then you got the Lakers. And
I got Lakers beating Memphis.
Yeah, and I got Golden State beating the Spurs. I don't think Steph is quiet for two games. I think Steph is bound to break off and get a little thumb in one of those games. I think it's just gonna happen.
So that's crazy. Now here's a weird question: Would you pick the favorites in a series between Phoenix and LA? Who do you think a favorite in that series is?
Like. The Clippers or the Lakers?
Sorry, the Lakers.
The Lakers.
The Lakers would be a favorite over Phoenix, even though Phoenix is a 2 seed. Because I feel the same way.
I think so. I think honestly, like seeds in the NBA don't mean nearly as much than other. Like,
I would say most of the time the 8th seed matters a lot. Normally the 8th seed is significantly weaker than the 1 seed.
Yes. Yes, but like what I'm saying is like other than like the 1 and the 8th seed, like normally when it's like March Madness, you think, "Oh, it's this seed. Like this team is way stronger than the other seed, right?"
Yeah.
But in the NBA, it's really just like it's so like random. Right, like there's no like set in stone in the NBA. Like anything can happen.
Yeah.
Right. But I do think that the Lakers are a favorite over Phoenix, even though they're a 2 seed.
I can see it happening. It's just crazy because like playoff basketball is not like regular season basketball. It's way slower. Possessions matter way more. Mm-hmm. I know Phoenix has been good this year, but they don't have a ton of, besides from Chris Paul, ton of like playoff high level experience. Mm-hmm. And you can't really teach that. Chris Paul can't just give them playoff experience like that. You gotta go through it. Like Devin Booker this is gonna be his first playoff series, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true or not, but even then one series doesn't really make you experienced. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And then I think the craziest part about the entirety of the playoffs, other than the Warriors and the Lakers playing each other in the first game, were the Clippers. And I'll tell you why. The Clippers tanked their last 4 games so that they could get the 4 seed so they didn't have to play LA in the first round. Because I think the Clippers think that the LA was going to win that play-in tournament no matter what. So they lost like 4 games in a row. And even though Tyler was like, yeah, we were really out here trying. Like, you were resting, guys. Paul George and Kawhi didn't play in the last couple of games. Like, don't lie to us. The Clippers now play Dallas in the first round. And if the Lakers beat the Warriors, they don't have to play the Lakers until the conference finals. I think that's the most interesting thing ever.
Like,
I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but I think that's just crazy.
I don't even know why you would do that. I don't know.
Because they don't want to play the Lakers.
All I'm saying is that when...
I just don't think they want
to. All I'm saying is that when both teams throw because they don't want to play against Brooklyn, it's going to be hilarious, and I can't wait to watch it.
I am not playing Brooklyn. Imagine both teams get to like the fourth quarter and there's 5 minutes left and it's a 1-point game. And both huddles are going, you know what? Losing this game might not be a bad thing. I don't really want to play Brooklyn. And then they both get out there and they just start making like stupid turnovers. Because they've been like acting like they want to win all games. So the other team's like, oh, well, I want to win because the other guys want to win. And then they're like, yeah, they're like, nah, I don't think we're going to win. Let's just like shoot a bad half court shot here. I'll think I'm Dame for a second. They're like, oh, he's got hella confidence. Like, nah, I'm throwing on purpose.
I am.
The way I want this going.
Throws an oop over top of the backboard.
Think it's like, a 24 shot clock violation on purpose. See who's going to have the last possession.
It's like 5-second inbound violation, whatever it's called.
It'd be so crazy.
3 seconds defensive in the key.
It could happen. It could happen because I don't want to break. I don't want to play.
The 3 second defensive in the key.
You just stand in the key, so the they don't.
Just stand there. It's so
funny to watch two basketball. Like that's a different entirely. That's an entirely different game. Two teams who want to lose instead of want to win. Oh man, I can't wait for that to happen.
That'll be crazy.
No, it's gonna be interesting how the playing goes. Have you guys heard anything about next year for high school? Anything?
No. Honestly, no. Like I'm hoping that like by December everything like gets lifted. Right? December. Because like December. I'm hoping it's sooner, but at least by December it has to be done. It has to be. Like I don't think anything's gonna be too late to start a basketball season when it's been a complete like year and a half.
Good point.
Like almost 2 years, like it doesn't matter.
Make a good point. Right?
And like if I got my first vaccination in May, there's no way that I can't get another vaccinated by December. Like
hey man, you'd be surprised.
No.
Universal healthcare has not been as good as we thought it was. Hella slow. Look at here we are. Never in my life did I ever think we would be worse at healthcare than the United States. That's what I thought the main perks of living in Canada was like, we have great healthcare. So yeah, we did back in the '80s. Not anymore. We just got told. The states were like, yeah, look at us. No more masks. Did you see the North Carolina state governor? He put he put mask off by future on his story, his Instagram story. He said the little Spotify thing where
that song's going viral again. I cannot wait. Second, that song is going crazy.
I'm blasting that in the whip all the time. Mask off.
Second, I get my second vaccine. I think it's like August. I think it's August 12th. I think that's when we get our next one.
Is it?
Two days after the homie's birthday.
I need to find that paper. I don't know where I put it.
That's not good. Yeah, that is not good.
It's all about record. It's all about record.
I don't think it is.
I'm not worried. So the real question I think people need to know now is what is it like living at home without me? Is it better or worse? Is it worse? I knew it was worse.
It's way quieter.
That's facts. I'm allowed. Like, I'm allowed.
It's way quieter. Because well, you're so stupidly loud. Everybody tries to talk over you. Everybody tries to yell over you.
I have reasons.
And so then everybody just starts screaming at each other. And it's like, that doesn't happen anymore.
I'm an agent of chaos. I take the schemers and show them how pitiful their schemes really are.
Shut up. Just no. Stop.
Did I just quote the Joker? Stop. Yes, I did.
Stop.
I'd be a great Heath Ledger Joker, I think.
No. You would not.
I couldn't do that. What about Batman? Would I be a good Batman?
No.
0-2. Who would I be good at? Just the normal Joe Schmo walking down the street?
You'd be like, what's the one homie? What's the one homie with like the dollar bill sign? He's like green. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Like the guy with the dollar bill signs.
Yeah, the Riddler.
Riddler?
Because just nobody cares about him.
That's not true. he's like the third most memorable Batman villain.
Nah, there's
Joker.
Joker, Two-Face, and Bane.
He's the fourth. Oh, he's the fifth. Wow.
Who's after?
I was thinking Penguin. Penguin.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
I was going Joker, Penguin.
I'm honest. The only reason I know who those people are is because of Lego Batman. Like, no, besides For me.
Oh, okay.
I'm keeping up for DC.
Bane's a goated.
I haven't even seen the new Joker movie.
Off to the darkness.
I haven't even seen the Dark Knight.
I was born in it. I can't do the Bane voice. That'd be cool. So I got to give a quick shout out now. I've been bored at the crib, you know, doing. I looked through the old Canada West record books.
Oh, I was bored.
Looking through. And I found out that a old bucket getter who used to go to Western Canada High School is on like the all-time list. I forget. And like field goals made, I think. He's like up there at like eighth or something. I don't know. His name's Tyler Fiddler. So shout out my man, Tyler Fiddler. No way he listens to this. Apparently, he is the greatest high school basketball player to ever play at Western Canada. That's what I've been told by everybody who's ever been around. You know what? Obviously, I think I'm the best, but I watched. I'm gonna think I'm the best. Confidence at all time high. But I saw a couple of clips of this guy. He's 6'9". He's a 6'9" guard. I saw a quick clip. This guy was dunking easy. This guy was nuts. It's like, wow. Like, I thought I was big at 6'5". No. This guy was 6'9". Now, I do have to clown him, though.
That's a big ego check.
What? Yeah, that he was. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, seeing that?
He was raw. I was like, wow. Like, you know what? You're right. I will go toe-to-toe with anyone that say that our team would have smacked any team in our school's history, though. I think we, by far, and I bet you our coach will admit it. That's okay. But
No.
Our team would have smacked anybody. I guarantee that. The most talented team in our school's history. Now, they did an interview with him because he went to UFC and he played for 5 years. I didn't know that. I knew he went to UFC. I didn't know how long he played, though. And they did an interview with him. And they interviewed him and they said, okay, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? What do you think he said?
Speed?
Speed reading. Speed reading. Any superpower in the world, and he chose speed reading. Like reading.
How am I going to guess that? Well, guess who this guy got?
I don't know. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. That's the point. You're not supposed to. That is the nerdiest answer I've heard in my life. I don't even know if he was a nerd or not, but just off that, I think he is. Speed reading. Not flying, super speed, I will go with invisibility. Damn. That's crazy. Speed reading. Kian, if you have any superpower, what would you do?
I feel like I would either pick being hella built, you feel me? But like strong, but not built, you feel me? Because I feel like that would be hilarious. Like if I'm built like I'm like now, but I'm like hella like strong, that would be hilarious. Just like sizing everybody up in like the parking lot and then smack.
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious. That'd be so funny. That'd be so funny.
Kian, I can never picture you like big. So like when you finally fill out one day, it's gonna be weird.
It's gonna be hilarious. Wow. It's gonna be hilarious.
This guy finally hit a gym. He stopped sitting playing video games in his room and he finally did physical activity.
I couldn't believe it.
But it was weird to see how much tragic because I've been stuck
inside for a month because I've been sick. And I'm like, oh. I finally got over this. Boom, stuck a needle in me and I'm sick again. Hopefully I'm done with it. I should be better by tomorrow.
I got a little too much vitamin D. I don't know if you can see how
somehow I got a vaccine and it made me feel worse.
That's stupid. Hey, man. I'm doing good. I played pickup for 5 hours the day after my vaccine. I was doing good. I went through Rich's long workout today. Holy, that man is nuts. Yeah. My legs are burnt. Although I wear my leg sleeves, so one leg is like less burnt than the other. Can't wait to see that tan line. My sock tan line is coming in so nicely, though. Like it's coming in. I cannot wait. It's kidding. It's gonna be weird. But no, I'm just waiting. Anime check. Well, I kind of want to do one of these every now and then. Kian, what anime are you on right now?
I think if we were going to do this, what we should do is we should do last one we finished, okay. One we're on now, and next
okay.
one.
And next one, okay. So what do you...
So last you, one you, I say, finished. First. Last one yeah. I finished... Oh, it was Tokyo Ghoul. It was the last one I finished.
Wow, last one you finished, okay.
Last one, I think. One I'm on now is Sword Art Online. Next one I'm watching is Jujutsu Kaisen, because apparently that one's goated.
That sounds about accurate. So for me, last one I finished was Sword Art Online. The one I'm watching now is Blood Plus, and the one I'm watching next is Blood Sea. But once I'm done the Blood ones, I have the show. I just need the name of it, but I have an idea on what I'm watching next. It's okay. The show took 50 episodes for the show, I think. and it kind of took a long time to get going, but we're starting to get into the real meat and potatoes. But what I've been told is that the animation gets like significantly better in the next version of it. So I can't wait to get to the next version. This one's from 2006, but the next one's in 2012. So the animation gets like significantly better than 12, what I've been told.
That's but like when I watched they Dragon said you Ball watch. And I was watching like 1990, like 1990 animation. And it just slowly got better and better and better and better and better. And I didn't even notice.
That's how they all do though. Like most shows, they slowly get better. Like Sword Art Online is like a perfect example of that. Like the first 2014 one compared to
I would say it goes good and then drops hella down and then good.
No, just the animation, not the everything else, just the animation.
Oh. It's kind of the same, low key.
No, it gets better. It gets better.
I think it's a bit better.
By the end of the War of the Underworld, it's like it's amazing. But like the very first season, it's kind of like basic. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. But it was like they're all kind of like with the times. But I don't know. I've been in the lab lately, last couple of days, watching my stuff because not a lot been going on, jobless. But you know, I'm trying to get that DoorDash job because the grocery delivering, while a sick gig, there's not a lot of people ordering groceries on that app. So I took my credit card and dipped.
Right, so like, I didn't even know it until that's you thing, said
no
something.
One's,
about
it's
it.
Called Instacart. No, I've never met anyone who knows about it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that. I feel like that'll be like a sick gig. Right? I feel like that'll be a sick job or something. If it got popular, right?
But I think so too. But there's not a whole lot.
Now that it's like not, it's like,
yeah. So anyway, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'll keep you all posted on the job update. But good to get back in the studio, back recording. Guest for next episode, we're gonna get Jeffrey Tezo. How we're gonna do that? I think we'll just. I'll just take the things out and we'll just do it through there. But me and Tezo, I'm really excited to get to know Tezo's. I kind of know his basketball story, but to share it, I think is especially for the people in Calgary, who don't understand what basketball is like out east. It'll be a lot different because like the one thing I've learned is that basketball here is nothing like it is out east. Like it's night and day. I'd say the Hoopers here are trash, whether Tezo agrees with me on that one or not. It's just the style and everything is way, way different. Like the intent, do a better job explaining that when he comes on next time. But yeah, that's all I got for today. Keen, you got anything else you want to go over?
Nope.
All right, chilling, back in the lab, back with the homie. Sat down, talk some hoops, talk everything that's going on. I think you and me just got to kind of like talk about like stuff more, like not specifically basketball. I think because we like basketball, we'll talk about it, but we got to kind of shift it to like a not always basketball kind of type deal. But I don't know. We'll see what's going on. Show off the new drip when I finally get some guap in my account. Show that all off. But yeah, that's all I got. Keen, you can take us out.
All right. Deuces.